KMJ News Time, 7:49. It's Monday. That means we welcome in our good friend from the Business Journal, Gabe Dillard. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We had high hopes that maybe you would be talking about Snoop Dogg's new cereal, Snoop's Loops, but instead, we have two other stories. First one involves another departing CVS. I've been to this location many times when I used to work downtown. This is the one at 1302 Fulton Street.
Yeah, the CVS pharmacy. It's probably one of the only retail pharmacies left in downtown Fresno. But it's going to be closing on September 13th, which is a bummer for us, too. Our office, it's a stone's throw away. So this is part of an effort by CVS to scale back its national footprint. They're eliminating about 900 of their 10,000 or so retail locations all across the U.S. over the next 3 years. Statement from the company said it was market dynamics, store density, population shifts that led to this impending closure. All of the prescriptions that were there are going to be transferred to a store at First and Shields, which is about a distance of 5 miles, which could represent a pretty serious hurdle for many low-income seniors who live around that store, and they really rely on that location and aren't able to get around as easily. This leaves about 20 additional CVS locations in the Fresno-Clovis area and nearly 50 locations in the four-county area. Not really sure which others are on the chopping block. We reported back in February that another location in Fowler had closed, and that was the only retail pharmacy in the town of about 6,700 people. We haven't gotten a list of closures yet, so we're sort of just relying on word of mouth and people tipping us off if they know of any closures. So if any of your listeners know of any more, please let us know.
Very good. I guess the way you described that, I got this vision of you in a dark alley with someone walking by you in a fedora hat going, "Hey, Gabe, I got a tip for you on CVS."
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, here we are with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. When I lived in Chicago, a regular stop of mine was on Michigan Avenue, the Nike Town store. There's a lot of people that are, you're one or the other when it comes to Nike. I'm a big Nike guy. I love their clothes because you pay a little more, but they last. I'm hearing, according to you, that there is the possibility of a Nike retail store coming here. Is that, say it so.
It looks like a pretty good odds, even though people are kind of being mum about it. So we broke the news on Thursday that Nike is planning to open a retail store at the River Park Shopping Center. Yes, it's going to be located in the space at the space formerly occupied by the Macaroni Grill, which, of course, closed in 2020 and was just completely demolished in 2021. So this is kind of a rare opportunity for a tenant to come to River Park with really just kind of a blank slate for what they want. According to a lease report, Nike Retail Services has signed a lease for a 14,000 square foot store, which these days for brick and mortar is pretty sizable. As I mentioned before, people are being kind of mum on this. The broker who brokered the lease is didn't want to comment. River Park, no word from them, no word from Nike Corporate. Usually when you get to a retail store lead like this, no one will confirm until they're ready. So we're kind of just going off of the lease report. Not sure if this is going to be a factory store, an actual Nike retail store. There's some differences there. We have a factory store about 53 miles south in Flary at the outlets. If this were a retail store, it'd be the only one between San Jose and Pasadena.
Can I jump in here? I'm glad you're making this point because there is a key difference here. And I can tell you that if it is a retail store, Gabe, when you go into a Nike Town or a Nike retail store, customers are going to see things that they've never seen before that they're not going to see in those factory outlet stores. So it would be a real boon to the area to get that.
Yeah, and Fresno's kind of coming into its own. We have like a million people kind of in the county's footprint. So, why wouldn't it be a retail store?
Yeah.
But time will tell.
Absolutely right. Well, great stuff there. I love the Macaroni Grill. I was sorry to see it go, but of course, that, like so many other restaurants and other places of business in 2020, unfortunately had to close down because it was just a bad year for everybody. But glad to see recovery happening certainly in River Park. He is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal, joins us every Monday at about 7:49, 7:50. Gabe, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks. I'm going to have a bowl of Snoop Sloops.